through revelation of who I am in the spirit will reveal to me that God through Christ has supplied everything for me. I don't know why they don't have them on the board, the old one. Through revelation, we'll pray in a minute. Through revelation of who I am in the spirit, I want you to get that, in the spirit, will reveal to me that God through Christ has supplied everything for me. Now go ahead and pray about that a moment. Think about what you need. Think about what you're dealing with. And see that. See that. See that happening. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now listen to the second one now. Tonight, I will be taken off the religious waiting list for the rest of my life. I will be taught how to receive now. Go ahead and pray about that. I'll be taught how to receive now. Off the waiting list. Shorala bakoshi. Vire namongrede. Jego hapa prese. Thank you, Lord. I'm off the waiting list. Thank you, Lord. Shetolo bahasato. Roba baba sodegoshi. In Jesus' name, I'm not going to let you pray long. In Jesus' name, how powerful. If you just catch that, I mean, we can go home with that. If you just catch that. The third one is understanding the dispensation of grace on the cross. Now I'm ready to put my spirit in charge. Go ahead and pray about it. Very important. I'm ready to put my spirit in charge. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God we've prayed. You may be seated. Open your Bible to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Just hold it there while I read some things to you and talk to you about some things. You might write this down. Knowing and living in the reality of the spirit realm. Knowing and living in the reality of the spirit realm. Now remember we talked about, you should have this down already, understanding and accessing the spirit realm. Now you remember I said to you, you can remember a sermon, you can remember the scriptures. We've done that a whole lot. But what about Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until we come back again? What type of spiritual application you're going to be able to make from what happened tonight. It's very important. Y'all pay attention. Y'all stop biting other people. Listen to me, what I'm saying. What you going to do with what you hear? Just put it on the table? No, you got to chew it to get in your spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And start putting it on the mess you got in your life. You got a mess. Start putting it on there. Get it out. You follow what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. So spiritual application is so important. Now, We understand this. I want you to understand this. God's will, we understand that. God can, we understand that. But here's what we got to understand. God has. Through Christ, provision, every provision has already been made. Through Christ, every sin already been paid for. Now, by understanding Ephesians 2:8, for we are saved by grace through faith, that's not of ourselves, it's the gift of God. Grace was implemented in its full-blown provision at Calvary when Jesus died. Everything was paid for. I said everything was paid for. So you understand there's another shifting when you know God can and God will, God able, but when you know that God has, that changed the appropriating of your faith. Because your faith now is not trying to get God to do something. Your faith is educated by the Holy Spirit to know God has already done something or everything. And now you are making withdrawals with your faith. So it's a different when something belongs to you or when you're trying to get something to become belong to you. Thank you for the three amen.
Amen.
You know, I know it's a horse at a new gate, but we need to understand this. I'm not going to get off of this because this is a revelation I've been looking for years. How God's people can rid themselves of satanic forces running their lives and stop the struggling. You know, just going to church, praying, reading the Bible, confessing the word. But we say that, we've said to you that the biggest trick that Satan pulled, now you read Ephesians, you read Galatians, I'm listening to both of them every day. Romans, all three of them, the whole book. And you see the picture of grace we miss because we didn't understand. Grace is when God can have a divine influence on your heart, but it's also revealed, I can't get by it, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God. Read it. You need to look at it. I just teach you what backwards or whatever way I got to go because we got to look at it because, yeah, you got to look at it. See. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What?
Amen.
Who has what?
Amen.
Who has what? Who has blessed? What? Now, I need to get to a full together position you're in with Christ. Full position of togetherness with Christ that Ephesians talks about, and I want to get to them before the night's over. So let me go over this thing about how to understand accessing and seeing and understand the Spirit. We're already blessed. We just read that. God, I'm going to repeat it again. God has already done it. All right? And we just read he's already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ, right? Now, I said to you in Ephesians 1:19-20, we have the same power now. We have it now. That we don't even have to pray about that. That raised Jesus Christ from the dead, living on the inside of us. You've got to know that now. You got to know it revelatory wise. And you have to know it more than the words. You have to know that it's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, speaking to you at a greater dimension. I'm just going to follow the Spirit, is all right?
Yes,
look at Romans 8:2 again. It's going to make more sense to us now because Romans 8:2, it tells us something that you can't get to unless you understand how, not just in your Bible, not just confessing, not just reading, there's certain things you have to know. You see, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, see, it's the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus Has. Satan don't stand a chance when you know that. Have made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, every time he attack you, he's attacking you soul-wise or body-wise. But if you sanctify the Lord God in your heart and let your spirit deal with your soul, then he'll deal with your body. So all, the whole person will be sanctified and be aware of spiritual activity. What I said?
Be aware of spiritual activity.
See, I think that's one of the downfall of the church. She's not aware of spiritual activity. There's a lot of activity that is called spirit, but they're not aware. So that's why a lot of Christians still sick, a lot of Christians still broke, a lot of Christians still confused, emotionally depressed, all kind of stuff. It's because our grip or our power has to come through revelation.
Amen.
Not just reading. You have to let the Holy Spirit talk to your true nature. Because you're a child of God, you have the nature of God on the inside of you. You have the ability of God on the inside of you to deal with daily affairs of life. Not just a Sunday and a Wednesday, but at your office, dear. Whatever come up, God's wisdom, God's knowledge, God's understanding, God's insight, God's illumination, God's inspiration is with you. But you have to know how to tap into the spirit world and have to know how to get involved with the partnership of the Holy Spirit. He know the whole story. He want to show you.
Yes,
all right? Okay, now, let's see if I'm going to read any more here. Because this is my sort of introduction sheet that I want. Let's just go to the scripture now. 1 Corinthians 2. And I want to start reading at the 10th verse. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Now listen at every verse. We're talking about understanding and accessing from last meeting the spirit realm, knowing how to live in the realm of the spirit, right?
Yes,
what happened? Here's the trickery. Here's the trickery before I read. Here's the trickery. You know it's already yours, all right? You release your faith, all right? You release your faith for it, and just receiving and releasing what is yours. Now, what causes not to automatically come? Why I have to access it? You got an enemy. Okay, so you have to resist that enemy. Don't ask God for nothing without resisting. Resist the enemy because he's a blocker. He's trying to block it from you. So you got to stay in faith. Don't let your soul bring unbelief. Don't let your soul bring doubt. You notice I didn't say your spirit. Whoa. See, your spirit is not going to doubt because it has the very nature of God.
Amen.
Your spirit already know you out.
Yes.
How can it doubt and it already know you out?
Yes.
See, 2 Peter, you need to read it. 2 Peter revealed that I have the nature of God.
Thank you,
are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this. Watch this reading. Verse 10, but God hath revealed, underline the word reveal, them unto us by what?
His Spirit.
His Spirit. That, as a capital S, who is that?
Holy Spirit.
For the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. How many see that? Huh? Okay. For what man knows the things of a man, save the locate spirit now. Locate S. The Spirit, that's your spirit. A man which is in him, even so, the things of God knows no man but the Spirit of God. Now, my contact and my communication with God has to be spirit on spirit. Verse 12, keep with me. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, so there is a spirit in the world, but the spirit which is of God, that's when you got born again, that we might know, see, now why are we receiving? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Things that are already deposited from what Christ did. Hello? Now watch verse 13. Verse 13 bring a shutdown on, I don't understand what's going on. Worst things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing, look, notice class, spiritual things with what? Spiritual things with what?
Spiritual.
See, you can't operate in the spirit and go back in the flesh. And so what happened when you understand how this functions and you believe God and you know grace, the cross of Christ already took care of this, and you're already blessed. Everything you ever would need, desire, dream of is already available to you. You just have to know how to use your faith properly and how to stay in the right realm. Because say for instance, a person, a Christian, I'm talking about Christian, you believe in God, you believe God for your healing. But your body said, no, you ain't healed. You're not supposed to be looking at your body. You're supposed to be telling your body what it's going to do. Because when you first ask God to manifest your healing in your body, manifest my healing in my body, manifest my health in my body, it hit then. God answered right then. So you got Satan trying to block it. You got to resist him. And then you got your body, which is in the physical realm, lying to you. Here's a few words you got to understand that are going to help you. When you talk about knowing and living in the reality of the spirit realm, unlocking. You have the ability. Remember I taught you in Matthew 16 that he gave unto you the key? Those are spiritual keys of revelation. Every time you get a revelation, you can start unlocking something. You don't have to beyond breakthrough. You don't have to worry about no breakthrough. You unlock it. Another word that you need to get is whenever you're dealing with the Bible or dealing with the things of God is uncovering. Another way to say it is making a discovery. Okay. Another thing you have to understand is that through your spirit, you have an unveiling ability. Because you have the ability to step into another realm, okay? And I have the word unleashing, turning things loose that's already yours. Are you here?
Yes.
Let's see a few cases here. Turn to John chapter 3 and show you if you don't understand the realm, you're not going to understand the conversation. When God talking with you, he talks in the realm of the spirit. He's not going to talk normally because he's expecting you to receive it in your spirit so he can overcome everything that try to hinder you.
Amen.
See, then in John 3, verse 6, so important. This verse is so important, this comparison here. Let's read it with me. John 3, 6, read it with me. That what you... Now, how many people in your role will need to help you understand that? That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So what happened, I'm a Christian, I love God, I read my Bible, I belong to a good church, but then I'm trying to deal with God, and I'm basically in my flesh, the sense realm. I'm not in the spirit, so what am I get? Flesh. See, you can't deal with God without faith. Faith is the character that brings you in the spirit realm. That's why he said in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, listen, children, I'm trying to get you somewhere where you don't just be a Christian. We just come here and get a good feeling and hit the horn and bump around a couple of times. That's good within itself. But it's time for us to get up out of here. It's time for us to stop. Stop struggling. Stop living in failure. Stop putting up a front and have a reality. It's time. And yeah, it's time for that. And no, there's in this room, there's no exception. I don't care what your conditions are. What I'm teaching now, there's no exception. It's everything is a by grace through faith. Did you hear what I said? By everything, everything is by grace through faith. And remember, it's the spirit realm. And as you consistently operate in the spirit properly, you overpower the enemy. And then you have the thing called manifestation, a demonstration. See? I already told you. See, and I've told you also, I need to tell you again, miracles are not God's best. Blessings are. When you learn the flow and learn the spirit realm and know your prayer answered while you're praying it. You see, you're in a different flow. So you actually get in a place you don't need no miracle. See, miracles are for crisis. And when we need them, thank God we got them. But they're not God's best. Like healing is not God's best. Divine health is his best. You don't want to be trying to get healed all your life. And these things I'm teaching you are going to be consistent with the revelation and the understanding of how to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, with the name of Jesus, with the Word of God, with the kingdom that's on the inside of you, that you can cause these things to happen at your house. Are you following me?
Yes,
see? And then you must compare spiritual things with spiritual, because if you don't, the flesh going to lie to you. See? You still coughing. That's what the flesh tell you, see? No, I want you to know right now, I'm healed. Spit up, then I'm healed. Spit it out, I'm healed. You see, once we get far enough in this, the spirit of fear, the spirit of worry, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of oppression is not going to be able to touch you. See, because you have to be in the flesh for that to happen. That which is born of the flesh is faith, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Now watch this. Look at the ninth voice. See, this is a question that is asked. The Lord talking to him in the spirit, and this is where you can be bound up. If the Lord talking to you in the spirit and you're trying to reach him in the flesh, he said, Nicodemus answered said unto him, how can these things be? See? Why? Why he asked that question? See, he's in the physical. Anything about normal pattern, the Lord talking in the spirit. When the Lord say you must be born again, he's talking in the spirit realm. He's not talking a physical talk. He's not talking natural talk. So you got to compare spiritual things with spiritual. So therefore, if he in the flesh yet, he can't even understand what God is saying. So he asked the question, same question, turn to Luke 1:34. How can these things be? Mary asked the same question. She asked the same question. I want you to see this tonight. I said, I want you to see this. Because you sometimes ask the same question. You're not going to say it up in your health, but you, all of us have asked those questions. Man, I prayed and said and stayed. Prayed, said, and stayed. And no, like nothing don't change. That's when you lost it. Because it had already changed. But you didn't give the dimension of time. You see? You don't have to worry. You don't have the gospel really. Now I know I don't need you. I don't need you to jump on me with this. Let me explain myself. The gospel is really not about hell.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The gospel is good news. There is a hell. There is a hell and there is a heaven. But the gospel, preaching the gospel, there's a definition of the gospel that is too good to be true. That's how powerful it is. It's good news. See, the gospel is not about adultery. The gospel is about Christ. And once a person understands Christ, they're going to be sanctified. They're not going to commit adultery. See, you can't, some years ago, they brought a movie with hell and fire and thousands of people went up there. All of them going back just about now. Because they just scared the hell out of those people. People didn't get no revelation of God. Nobody want to go to no hell. You on fire. So yeah, me too. See? I can tell you now, over 90% of them not in the church today because they just got scared. Now, Luke 1:34. I mean, the angel done come made the announcement about she going to get pregnant and going to have a child named Jesus. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be? See, that is again. Seeing I know not a man. See? How can it be? All physical. So, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we've been way, way behind because of this Western culture. And we have all these denominations. And I don't see how in the world, if you just get a meditation of Ephesians 2:8, it sums up the whole matter. This is the way it works. God has already done this thing. You use your faith properly. There's absolutely nothing you can't change in the physical realm. Even down to your finances, even to your health, your family, it's nothing. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
There's nothing you can't change, but you got to do it right. You got to do it right. All right? So now, yes, she is. Now, the way she solved this thing, she said, then Luke 1:34, then said Mary unto the angel, how should it be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35, and the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come up when thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And he told her about Elizabeth. And then in the 37th verse, the angel said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. Got a question now. What that mean? For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Well, with God, nothing should be impossible. Is that what it means? No. It means more than that. It means that how can I say this without getting in trouble? If you get your butt out the natural, everything will be possible. We're stuck in the physical because of our religious upbringing. The word of faith wasn't right. The grace teaching wasn't right. Grace by itself, nothing. You can't get to it. Faith by itself ain't got nowhere to go. So this split bin, teaching on grace, teaching on faith, and never brought them together. And it's right there, Ephesians 2:8. Then now you read the Bible, the entire Bible saying the same thing. Even in the Old Testament, it's shadows and types and pictures of what God really was going to do for us, starting from Genesis 3:15. I don't care how you feel. Feeling don't have nothing to do with your faith. Feeling don't have nothing to do with your victory. Your victory is a divine fact. That the Lord Jesus Christ has already paid for. We're down here trying to get a breakthrough. We got breakthrough artists. I've been here right along with you. I've been in this 42 years. Almost make me mad but I can't. Because I ain't going to be messing with God. He let me know when to get ready. But I got to get you to see this. I know most of y'all don't see it now. You just say, man, what's the matter, Pastor? You just stick with me. The Holy Ghost got to help me. Because you can't get nowhere without the Holy Spirit. But she solved this, and I want to show you how she solved this. Verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, I handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." She turned to the word. Now, again, we cannot get away from John 6:63. See, he says in that latter part of the verse, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. See, even the word spirit. So spirit and life, the same thing you got in Romans 8 too. The law of the spirit of life, Christ Jesus. So it's spiritual. It's in another realm. I said it's in another realm. All right, we read 1 Corinthians 2, 9, 10, right? We read 10 down to, we read that. Write this word down, revelation. And put a dash by it, eyes open. Eyes open, revelation, eyes open. Not your natural eye, but there's another realm that you can see by revelation, past the problem, past the circumstances, past where you see you are now, by revelation. If you look in Luke 24, this is a divine hit here, because I remember reading this year after year after year, and I'm just going to read two verses. Jesus walking with the boys after his resurrection, and they don't know who he is. So that's a large percentage of the church. All right, now Luke 24:16. Look at this. 24:16. He walking with them, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Okay? You see that? All right, go to the 31st verse now. Go to the 31st verse. And their eyes were open, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And their eyes were open. See, the Spirit of God has to open your eyes, your spiritual eyes, that you can see in another realm to make it happen. Amen. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, see, you have to know. Now, those eyes been unused for so long in the church. You know, but we got to get it where it's moving, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. At that prayer, it prayed in Ephesians. Not only, and I can talk more about revelation, but I'm going to go to the next one. Not only revelation, but reality. It got to become real. The works of Christ. The works of the cross, the great apostle of grace, the apostle Paul came in among them guys, Peter them, they wasn't teaching grace. Paul came in there with it because they'd been in the wilderness, been out in the desert for 14 years, and God taught him. He just met with them boys 15 days, and they perceived the grace that God had put on him, and they gave him the right hand of fellowship. He had an anointing, had a revelation, and talking just like I'm talking now, opened people's eyes to the reality of how powerful they really are. And maybe for 20 years, you've been just throttling. But if you listen to me now, you can open up anything that this book says yours. See, you're not just dealing with covenant. Covenant is I do something, you do something, but you're dealing with promises. You're dealing with something that has already been done. All the promises of God are no, no, no. It's yeah and amen. So the reality that Ephesians prayer, that Ephesians 1, 17 on through, give you an understanding that you go into reality. Now, let me deal with doubt and unbelief and doubt, unbelief, double-mindedness. I don't believe that can happen in your spirit. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're in a new creature Thursday, and the next 2-3 months, you something else. So the very nature of God is on the inside of you. And so your only trouble you're having is your soul and your body. I believe, unbelief come out of your soul. Well, you know what double-minded coming out your mind. So you have to keep them checked. So now, Romans 12:2, turn to it. I know everybody think they know it. But it's so powerful. If a man can stay on the course of God's will, good, acceptable, and perfect will, if a man can stay on that course in the spirit, you know, and be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by what? I submit to you. That is renewing your soul. Your mind is the chief entity of your soul. And it's where Satan attacks. It's where Satan gives unholy suggestion in your mind. Now, if you renew, you take the word of God, read it and feed it. Meditate it. Wait on it. One scripture. See, we might be getting too much of a volume. When you try to get too much, you miss something. So I think we need to slow down. And when we're reading the scripture and we hear, and everybody can attest to this, you're reading the scripture, but you're trying to finish the chapter. Man, the heck with the chapter. The Lord spoke at the second verse. Stop! Stop! How many know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we chapter people. And we're proud of our 5 chapters. You see what I'm saying? There are times you go in your devotion, God starts speaking. Man, shut the thing down. Listen. Start writing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I stay on one scripture sometimes, hours. The Lord start talking. Man, I ain't going nowhere. The Lord here. I see you growing in great grace. 6 months from now, you won't know yourself. Let me show you something else about Revelation. Let me go back to Revelation. Matthew 11:27, 28, 29, and 30. You need to see this. There's a rest for the people of God in Revelation. See, but you have to understand, we have been trying to go without revelation. He said, come unto me. You can't come to me without revelation. See, come unto me all your life. We say, all right, Lord, yeah, I come. Then the Lord started talking. Spirit, then, what do you mean there? I ain't healed. You're exceedingly financially blessed. Lord, I know you're missing it. But it's there. Many things, look at me, many things the Lord going to tell you ahead of time what he's doing for you. And you got to go to a praise and a thanksgiving now. And hold it. Because he one thing he's not going to do, he's not a man. He lied to you. So sometime revelation, sometime inspiration, just come up in your bosom. That's God. He's trying to tell you something that you can't run and tell everybody else. Because they say, you know that ain't going to happen. Because, see, you ever try to tell somebody a revelation, you told it to them, and they say, oh, yeah, okay. You ever did that? Huh? That's the terriblest thing to me. I be trying to tell a person a revelation, person just says, duh. Say, oh yeah, I see it. You don't see nothing. I know they don't see it. They don't see it. They're just trying to be spiritual. But I want you to get you to the place where you can understand that it's not about how many scriptures you read, even not how long you prayed. Even we were supposed to read scripture, we were supposed to pray, but, you know, sometimes I start praying And then God start talking. It's time to write. It's time to listen. I see most of y'all ain't having this experience I'm talking about. Y'all are... In the gym, physically exercise, when you first go, it's rough. And so these old rusty place we've been in, it's going to be a while, but I'm going to keep putting that oil on you. And you'll have testimony after testimony, because actually, when you learn how to live right in the spirit world, everything become easy. Do I have any challenge? Do you have any attack? Yes. They become easy too. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. You ever heard that statement? Yes, yes. Some of y'all been putting up with some stuff for years, just putting up with it, just putting up with it, putting up with it, putting up with it. Esau went to the physician and didn't consult God. We sometimes jump and run. Soon, I'm going to the hospital, going to the doctor. Stop. Stop. Because they're going to give you something. You leave me up with a bag, baby, some kind of way up. So thank God for it. I'm not against it. I got my doctors in the church. I'm not against that. But the first thing when something strike you, you must consult God. He may tell you, go on to the doctor. Please consult him. All right, Matthew 11. Now remember the fact, everything is already done. Now boy, that's, oh man. I mean, I never thought I would be teaching this. I'm not teaching unless I see it. Brother, I see this so clear. My life in the last 3 months have changed. And I've been getting some pretty good results. But this thing is so clear, Pat, this thing is so clear that you ride at Ephesians 2:8. Read it over and over again. Then when you go to reading in the Bible, you're going to see it everywhere. Because anytime you see grace in the Bible, faith is there. I wish I had more excited people, but you just, I'm not going in no other gear. I tell you right now, I'm wide open. But I know you got to see this, man. And I got thousands of people watching me, so they're saying something. Thank y'all. Now, listen, verse 27 of the 11th chapter. Now, we usually go, who would agree with me? We usually go to verse 28. I mean, if anybody got any Bible time, that's where we went. We never got it. We never got it. You can't go to verse 28. You can't go to verse 28. Because to go to verse 28, you're going to have to go in the realm of the Spirit. And verse 27 told us how to go. Then you can go. You can't go by just having the letter, just having the word, or just having a memorized scripture. He says in the 27th verse, he said, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. All things are what?
Delivered.
How many want some deliverance? And no man knows the Son but the Father, neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Then he said, come unto me now. See, you can't come to me without God revealing me to you. You can have the scripture, but you don't come to me because you don't know who I am, really. At the point of where you are, you don't really know who I am. So you come with your prayer, you come with your scripture, and go back the same way. And you quote, you know, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and your back is so hurting so bad. You got so many markers on your back. They've been there for 15 years. You knocked two of them, three more came. You get my point? Revelation. You get the revelation. You got to get the revelation. I tell you what. Let me see, can I say this? Holy Spirit trying to show me something. The revelation makes your reservation. Amen. To step into that aspect of the spirit world. In other words, even though it's yours, but you still got to make reservation. Because if that, he said, without faith, see, so faith sort of, faith opens the channel for you to go there. That's why, you know, you read, y'all done read that long enough, coming to me all year later, you know that. That's why, oh my goodness, I had something. 2 Corinthians 4:13 and 18. We got to know that. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Because I think it said accurately at this point for where we are as Christians, where this church is, and where we're going to receive what is rightfully ours. We need to know these verses. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Are you with me? We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. That's the spirit of faith. Now look at the 18th verse. Look at the 18th verse. Because if you look at the natural, you go when you look at right as you know it, 1 Corinthians 2:14 said a natural man cannot receive the things of the spirit. Neither can the carnal man. Neither can the scripture man. Because most times people know a lot of scripture, they all messed up already. They come to you and tell you what the Bible says. I ain't got no trouble. You got the problem. Shut up. Don't be quoting no scripture to me. Let me find out, hit the radar and find out what God's saying about this crazy stuff. Don't quote no scripture. Just quoting scripture back to me. You know, everybody can quote scripture. What you come for? You going to read me the Bible? That's who Satan like to whoop on, people with a lot of scripture. Hey! They all look so sad. Verse 18. But we all, with open faith, beholding, I'm at the right verse? No, I'm on the wrong one. 4:18. While we look not at the things which are seen, what? That not still on my arm. What? Did you tell God that you sending faith up there? You want to move? Thank you, Lord, it's not gone. Why are you still looking at it? You're going to rejoice when it not leave? You're going to say thank you when it leave? You are not abounding in faith unless you're abounding in thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. I believe I received that. That glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Say it. Thank you, Lord. I believe I received. Glory to God. Your word says so. It's mine. I have it now. Y'all going to use this? I promise you divine results. I promise you divine results. I mean, you can't get around this. You can't. This is it. Can't get around. You're going to have religious folk hollering. What are you teaching those people? I'm teaching the Bible. Some churches you couldn't teach this. Because they're too stuck. They won't hear it. You see, you've got to have the ability to admit when you missed it. Ain't nobody going to look at you no different. The one I'm really looking at different is the one who won't admit they miss it. I'm not following them. They know everything. They're just right, just right. And you see, I wonder, do we see that? No, I don't see it. Just the way it go. So don't feel bad. The Holy Spirit can't talk to him. He teaches the Holy Spirit sometimes. Deep, man. It's deep, deep stuff, man. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, For the things which are seen, get this, are temporal, meaning temporary. But the things which are not seen, talking about in the spirit world, they are eternal. Can't be changed. If the Bible says, with Jesus' stripe, I'm healed, that can't be changed. My body can't change that. How much I'm going through can't change that. But you know what have happened? Listen to me, saint, because this is going to help you. We have settled. For saying a prayer, reading the scripture, and holding fast our confession. If you don't say thank you, you don't believe you got it. You can go change a lot of things tonight. You see, things you prayed about, things you believe in God for, you go back now and say, Lord, I know you heard me. Thank you. Stay in thanksgiving until a Holy Ghost limousine show up. You know it's coming. You know, this is old school, because I don't do much secular business. My wife and my children take care of it. I just do this. So I'll just have to go back to Sears Roebuck. But I remember we used to order things from Sears, and we're just excited. It's coming. Oh, yeah, it's coming. And then now we got all this modern thing. You can track it. You see it? You see it? We can track it, man. Tell the person next to you, we can track this. Listen, and if we keep training like this, huh? It'll begin to tell us the date of arrival. You heard that? Because I know UPS. Who else that is? FedEx system is not, talk to me, God. Not better than God. He just got to have some believers who know how to believe and receive. Can you hear yourself in the back room? Say, God, what date is coming? And he asked you, tomorrow. All right, if this not so, where did UPS and FedEx get this system from? Now, if I can dig in the scripture now, I let my heart dig in the scripture and show you UPS and FedEx in the spirit realm, just like that. All right, I'll show it right now. Look at Jesus. Jesus said, in 3 days. Did it arrive on time? That's for us to know. See, but we got to grow spiritually. We got to get more involved in the spirit than in the natural, than in the physical, than in religion. But it's there for us. And as we're looking, the way we're looking now, it's a lot of things we're going to see. See, on the third day, he said, didn't it? On the third day. And UPS and FedEx didn't have the weather he had to come through. He came through demon weather. To let you know, you can travel through demon weather. They can't stop. They can't stop what you ask for unless you come in agreement with them. And I know you know better than that. All right? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my goodness. You got that, didn't you? That was the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I didn't have that, no. That was the Holy Ghost, man. That the Holy Ghost said, let me help you here, boy. I said, yes, sir. I don't know where I want to go now. I got some more things I want to show you. I got a few more minutes. Sit down a minute. Now, it all boils down to this. Listen. Knowing how to receive what is rightfully yours. You got to go back to Ephesians 1:3 now and Ephesians 2:8. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. All right, Lord, how I activate them? See, he said, you're saved by grace through faith that's not of yourself. It's the gift of God, right? Huh? That's the way you do it. Now, this cannot be left out, class. I'm going to close with this. This can't be left out. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were still attached to the Old Testament. This new dispensation of grace came after UPS showed up. You're receiving, you're releasing, and you're resisting. You have to resist. There's an enemy, a spirit that don't want you to receive what God's sending to you. So, you know, the Bible says, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:27, not to give place to the devil. Don't give him no foothold. The Bible says, casting down imagination. Pulling down a stronghold, casting down imagine 2 Corinthians 10. Huh? Yes, so, if you know your package is supposed to be in the showed up, you know something messing up. So you take the name of Jesus. Say, I resist you, Satan. Take your hand off of that. You hear me? I said, take your hand off of that. And you can't say it like no wimp. You got to say it like you got power. And husband and wife ought to be to work this thing, because a wife ain't going to be looking strange at her husband because he walked through the house and said, take your hand off of that. She goes, who are you talking to? That's why the husband and wife need to go to the same church, Gene. That's why they need to go to the same church. Because if somebody get a revelation, go home with the revelation, the other one ain't even in agreement. I don't know. What you getting from that church? I don't know. Our church don't never say that. That's that man y'all following. John chapter 16. I'm following Jesus. Revelation. I can't be stuck in this hole, this hog pen with you the rest of my life. Come on here. Now, I love this, the way the Holy Spirit put this. And if I get in the right book, I would love it. I'm about to close, but I just want to show you this one other thing. This is so powerful. I've shared this with you before, but not in the same context that I'm sharing with you now about, you know, accessing the spirit world, understanding how to do it. Then John 16:12. Now, this is prophetic. The prophet is Jesus. He's prophetically speaking about the days of the Holy Spirit in which we live in. All right? And he said to his disciples, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. See, we can't let that happen. You can't let me say something you can't bear. You got to keep asking me a question. Say, well, what you mean then? Just jump up. I might tell you, sit down, but just jump up. You know? Set yourself down. I think Heather was in them classes enrolled, and way back, remember when we changed? They all, Pastor Lemmy said, so I'll come there one day, look, nobody talking but me. Because I had some things I was trying to get out, and they were bringing scripture out, Marion, they were bringing scriptures out. And so I come there one way and I said, it's over. You remember that? No more question. They said, they look at me like that, you know. But it stuck with me, though. They stuck with me still, yeah. It was in them classes. No more question. Because them questions was throwing me. I'm trying to get a revelation now. They got a question about something over here. I said, it's not working. I got to stop this. You see nobody not jump up here now, right? We've been bust a hole in that. All right, now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, what do you do? How? For he shall not speak of himself. See it? Huh? Huh? But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Wow. Wow. And he will what? He shall glorify me. Watch this. For he shall what? And do what? Show it unto you. All things that the Father hath of mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine. And he said, show three times that he show it. Show it to you. Show it to you. Show it to you. You can't see it by yourself. He has to show it to you. Now just think about it. Think about it. What you're believing for now and what you some things you need now. Some things you want. We have taken another route. We went to the doctor. We need money. Where we go? We go to the bank, make a loan. Never talk to God about it. Never give God a chance. We're long. Nothing wrong with borrowing money, but we're long. I've been there. We're long oriented. They're trying not to get us in reverse mortgage oriented. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. You ain't gonna leave your children nothing. You're gonna go on and sell a house. When you die, then them people come and get their house, get y'all, and no will, yeah, get up out of here. Your daddy sold that house 9 years ago. See? So we have to come back. We converted. We converted in the spirit world. You got, listen to me, look at me. You got so much power. But you got to do it right. And so you got to eradicate some things you thought you were right with. We made some progress, but it's not the progress like God wants us to have. Amen? You know, because, you know, we got a lot of pat scripture. You know, God may want to talk to you out of another scripture. And we just got to be open. Are you understanding me? Listen, look, none of y'all stuck. No, I won't accept it. You're not stuck on a level. You ain't got no business being up in this church stuck on a level. I'm telling you how to go from level to level. This is not regular stuff. You all know it's not regular stuff. If you got any spiritual understanding at all, you recognize something is changing here. See, behavior. Listen. Don't concentrate on what not to do. Just do what you're supposed to do, and it'll handle not to do. You notice how many times I mentioned the devil up in here? Not much. He didn't tell me, go ye in all the world and preach the devil. He said, preach the gospel. Preach good news. You follow what I'm saying? If you preach about the devil, like some people do, so faith coming for the devil. And then he get big. He's not that big. He's not a champion. He is defeated. He's defeated now. So therefore, he is defeated in my life. Say it. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus
is not just my Savior,
but
Jesus
is my Lord.
We rule.
We reign.
In life.
In Christ.
By the power of the Holy Spirit.
The Word of God.
The Kingdom of God.
In the Spirit of God.
Everything
that needs to move out
of
my life
can pack their bags
tonight.
I'm taking my authority.
My authority
is in the realm of the Spirit.
I'm powerful.
Listen, I got this now.
You see it?
All right, children. Y'all sit down.